Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, Fontanash, it might seem like half a world away, but Afghanistan is the world's biggest supplier of illicit opium, the main ingredient in heroin. So the rise of the Taliban and their promise to end illegal opium farming could have serious knock-on effects for criminal drug markets here in Ireland and indeed across Europe. To explore this, I'm joined by University College Cork's Director of Criminology, Dr. James Windle, who's been exploring this topic actually for RTE's Brainstorm, and you should check it out there as well in written form. Dr. Windle, you're very welcome to the programme. We might start with getting our bearings here a little bit. So, like, of the heroin sold illegally in Ireland, how much do we know of that is coming from Afghanistan?
Hi, Cormac. Around 90% of the world's illicitly cultivated opium comes from Afghanistan. So pretty much all of Irish heroin starts in the poppies of Afghanistan. So farmers cultivate opium poppies. They then harvest the opium gum from the poppy. They then sell this on to traffickers. The traffickers mix the opium with lots of kind of various chemicals to make heroin, and then that's trafficked over to Ireland.
So that is a huge business, sort of speak, inverted commas. It must be hugely important to the economy, the black economy of Afghanistan then.
I know, it's a massive business. I mean, we would, I suppose, kind of the drug market field, we'd talk about illicit enterprises, you know, and these are massive, some massive enterprises and lots of very small kind of cottage industries. Afghanistan is one of the world's poorest countries, like by far. Decades of violent conflict have decimated the infrastructure, which makes it very difficult to be involved in illicit trade there, to be involved in kind of legitimate farming. Mm-hmm. So what we have there is somewhere in the region of 10 to 15 percent of the population are involved in opium farming. The World Bank estimated that a quarter of the economic activity was centered on opium. Now, that was about 10 years ago that they made that estimation, but I don't think it's changed that much.
So I wonder what the effect of the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan will have on that booming economy, that illicit trade in opium in Afghanistan, because they have promised, haven't they, Dr. Windle, to stamp it out?
They have. And I don't think this is necessarily an empty promise. They did this in 2001, and I mean, they are fundamentally opposed to intoxication. I mean, it's against Islamic law to cultivate opium and certainly to consume heroin. If they do stamp it out, the economic impact on Afghanistan is going to be massive. You know, we know what impact of eradication has on farmers. There have been a number of surveys in Afghanistan and elsewhere. They take seeds from traffickers, and then they promise to pay them back a percentage of their crop. If the crops are eradicated, have to pay the traffickers back. So what we've had in the past is reports of farmers having to sell assets, such as livestock, losing all their savings, leaving their homes, and we'll see a massive migration of farmers. On top of this, you have many local warlords, governors, insurgents, who profit kind of from the opium trade. And they're going to lose their enterprise. So
everybody wants their cut. And if the sector, so to speak, is stamped out by the Taliban, there will be an awful lot of unhappy people. It's such an unsecure line of business. Yeah. And I hate to use legitimate words for such an illegitimate trade, but people will understand what I mean. I wonder, will they be successful in trying to stamp out the illicit opium regime or sector in Afghanistan, the Taliban. What happened the last time they were in power?
Yeah, I think they can be successful, possibly in the short term. So in the last time they were in power in 2001, they cut the area under cultivation by 91%. That was almost zero cultivation in areas under their control. This had a big kind of knock-on effect globally. You know, Afghanistan produces about 90% of the world's opium. One UN study found that the biggest impact was on neighbouring countries, so Iran and Pakistan, which have huge heroin-consuming populations. There was very little impact on the West. Now, this was because many traffickers pile heroin and may have possibly known that it was going to happen. This may have been one of the ways that the Taliban kept traffickers sweet.
So little impact on the West, but in a way, yeah. I wouldn't say it's immaterial, but the drugs trade since the Taliban last were in power in Afghanistan has changed dramatically, you say, heading more towards synthetic drugs like fentanyl. Is that the way, am I pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah. Yeah.
So how will things be affected now, even if the illicit opium trade in Afghanistan is affected?
Who knows?
Good answer.
It's terrible to predict. I mean, academics should never predict. You seldom get it right. What might happen is the Taliban might change their mind. They might, this is too risky. We'll stop internal distribution and we'll stop consumption, but we'll continue selling, we'll continue opium cultivation. Opium to be sold outside of Afghanistan because they could justify that.
Okay, well, look, the line is breaking up a little bit, but I do appreciate your erudition and your honesty, so we're going to leave it there. Who knows indeed how it will go, but Dr. James Wendell, Director of Criminology from the Department of Sociology and Criminology in UCC, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, man.